say it again. I commend my soul to bless the Lord. 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 Let's say it. I commend my soul to bless the Lord. I commend my soul to bless the Lord. I commend my soul to bless the Lord. I commend my soul.
Here we go.
To bless the Lord.
Soul, soul, soul.
Bless the Lord.
Soul, soul. Bless the Lord. Soul, soul. Bless the Lord. Soul, soul. Bless the Lord. Sing his praise. I commend my voice to sing his praise. I commend my voice to sing his praise. I commend my voice to sing his praise.
I commend my voice to sing his praise.
I commend my voice
to sing his praise.
I commend my
voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord, because you alone are worthy. Are you hungry for God this morning? I said, are you hungry for God? Are you like a dog on a bone this morning needing your Jesus? There's got to be that hunger. There's got to be that desire. Come on, let's tell him this morning how much we need him. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. I believe.
Oh, I believe you will come like the rain. Oh, I believe you will come like the rain.
You'll come like the rain. You'll come like the nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. My soul longs for you.
Like the rain.
victory.
You make all things
come on,
new.
Church. Declare
all
victory this morning in your
new.
Life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You make all
yes,
things
he does.
New.
Say it again. I said,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. You make all things
last
new.
Time.
All things
I said,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. You make all things new. All things new.
Come on, shout victory this morning.
Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Break out. Heaven, come down. Spirit, break out. Break. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Break out. Heaven, come down. Spirit, break out. Break all walls down. Spirit, break out. Break out. Heaven, come down. Our Father, all of heaven, your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father. All of heaven rolls your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. Oh,
lift those hands all over this building. I want you to do this today together. I don't want you to stand there, but I want you to unzip your mouth. And for the next minute, let's just talk to the Father. Come on. Every man, woman, boy, and girl in this place, open your mouth. Come on, speak well of the King. The great and true living God. The Almighty One. The King of glory. The Lord mighty in battle. The protector of the nations. The keeper of our minds. Come on, speak to Him. The keeper of our hearts. Come on. The great deliverer. The awesome healer. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Tiskanu. The soon and coming King. The crucified one. Come on, I need you to talk. Yes, I'm talking with you. It's called birthing that praise. Come on. Some of you need a little help. Some of you are mature, but let's birth that praise. Come on, let Him touch you. Oh, glory God. Urebando shitebehe. Hiki adalabo ho sheba. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. All that we need is in the presence of the Lord. All that we need is in the presence of the Almighty. I dare somebody to go just a step further and get it. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Messiah. Jesus, Jesus, Messiah, come on, Pastor, Messiah, You are King of heaven and earth. One time, three, and
Messiah.
Call Him.
Jesus. Jesus. Messiah, You are King of heaven and earth.
Say it again, your song.
And we say, Messiah, Messiah,
sing it together all over the building. Messiah.
Messiah. Messiah. Jesus. Jesus.
let's sing it again. You're not singing to a man. You're not singing at a church. You're singing to Jesus. We've got to remember, every time you say his name, things happen in the eternal. His name is above every single name. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. That means, remember, jurisdiction on earth, above the earth, and under the earth. Whatever you're dealing with, when you say the name of Jesus, it's more than just saying a nice little cute thing. We're changing atmospheres, changing circumstances by just saying his name. You see, when you look under Jesus, the author and the finisher, who's the finisher? He's the finisher. So this morning, I just want you to abandon yourself. Messiah, Jesus, just you and him. Close yourself in. Just you and him. God is healing someone's right foot. It's dead center. You can feel it from the top all the way through the bottom. And God is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. You start stomping on that, God. You already know that God set you free. Another person in your left knee. It's on the bottom inside of the left knee. God is healing that right now in the name of Jesus. You see, Jesus will heal your body. Jesus will deliver you from sin. Jesus will set you free from your bondage. I don't know what you have, but right now, we're getting ready to sing the name Jesus. And all of hell is worried because they know when the name of Jesus is resounding. They know that in the presence of Jesus, there's nothing impossible for God. So don't just sit there. Sing it with everything you got in your spirit. Sing to Jesus this morning. Some of you came in with some heavy burdens. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. I love what Brother Shambach used to say. He said, you don't have problems. Have faith in God. Baby, with God on your side, you cannot fail. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how bad it sounds. I don't care if hell itself is licking your toes. This one thing I know, with Jesus on your side, you cannot fail. Have faith in God. Shout it out loud. I have faith.
I have faith
in God. Nothing's impossible if I only believe. Do you believe that? I said, do you actually believe that? Then give God praise for your answer right now. Come on, give God praise for your answer. Hallelujah! 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 Shatarabosha. Jesus. Oh, you see, I've had a good week. I've been with the bishop, hallelujah, down in Florida. I was with Brother Ted Shuttlesworth this week. Man, we saw a miracle on, I believe it was Thursday night. There was a lady that needed, she had reconstructive surgery. She was wearing the boot, and she had just changed her bandages. And I mean, it just happened that week. The pain to the touch, I mean, the whole thing. And Brother Ted looked at her, and the Lord said that he was going to heal her. So he said, lady, come on over here and take your brace off. So she took her brace off, and then he said, I'm going to pray right now. God's going to heal. He's going to reconstruct and bring complete healing. There'll be no more pain. And sure enough, he prayed for her. There it is, all exposed. He reached down and he says, now I'm going to squeeze this as hard as I can. Yeah, you know Brother Ted. He reached down there, started squeezing. He got white knuckled all around that thing. There was no more pain. The lady got up and just started walking around, completely healed in Jesus' name. There was another woman. He walked over and the Lord said that she had vertebrae that was destroyed. It was the first time in this church she had never met. She had never been in this style church before. You see, it really doesn't matter what style church. When Jesus shows up, he changes your life. Amen? Her vertebrae were sitting on top of each other. Complete agony on a consistent basis. Part of her heart was bad, and her arms were going numb. Her hand, she said, I don't even know it's always there. God healed her that day. She was running around and moving around and doing stuff she could never have done. She was so elated. You see, because Jesus, he knows your every need. He knows your every need. And somebody here this morning, you're having chest pain. If you took the middle of the sternum, it's right in underneath the bone. And I'm not sure if that's your heart or your lungs, but this I do know. Jesus knows exactly what it is. Get ready. Here it comes. In the name of Jesus, whatever the cause, I curse you. And I command the pain and healing to come. Here it comes. Now, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that every need, Lord, if you heal one, you'll heal us all. Because you are no respecter. So, Lord, we speak healing across this room in Jesus' name. Lord, many have been believing for a long time. God, they vacillated between their confession. One minute they believe, the next minute they confess it back on them. God, I just ask that you'll convict us and we stay firm. And do not change the confession of our faith, declaring your word even above circumstances, for God is good. Amen? I said amen. Why don't you find five people you don't know and say, good morning, you look just marvelous today. Come on, find somebody, encourage them. Don't sit down. Don't sit down. We're a friendly church. Sit down. Go find somebody this morning. Don't just shake hands with people you do know. Find somebody you don't know. Come on, find somebody. Go find somebody you don't know. Shake their hands. Say, good morning. You look just marvelous today.
On behalf of the Upward team, I just want to take the chance to thank you so much for your continued support. This year, the Upward Conference is going to be huge, and we're almost booked to max capacity. So if you're an adult considering coming, please just keep these things in mind.
We're running out of room fast, and we want to make sure there's enough space for the youth and young adult population. So for that reason, adults will be charged a $20 entrance fee this year for conference. But don't worry, we do have a free live stream option, so you can enjoy all the action from the comfort of your own home. So guys, thanks again for all of your support, and just know that you are changing lives on a national scale. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, share this video with your friends, and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and our brand new Snapchat, the_uproar.
Heaven inside us. Heard them talking like they had bang. Somebody got them gassed up on that octane. Look, I hate to tell them they ain't better get an umbrella, got rain. Let's go back in time to late 80s. B10, hold me down, that's where they made me. When I'm back there, ain't vacating. Why? Feels like I'm home, think I'm about staying. I ain't staying up. Ooh, I really, yeah. Don't start staying.
That's all I got. Praise the Lord. Do you know what this week is? This week is the uproar. Starting Thursday night, this place is going to be packed out with teenagers. I believe well over 1,000 this year will be in this room. Man, I tell you, it is going to be an uproar that is going to be like an earthquake, a tremors all across our region. We have people coming from Florida. We have folks coming from Pennsylvania, from Ohio, from where else, Pastor Cody? Virginia, West Virginia, Houston, Massachusetts. Oh, my goodness. They're coming from all over for the uproar. I believe this is going to be the largest uproar that we've had to date. It's our fifth year, I believe. And I remember the very first year we started, I believe 200 or 300 young people came out, and God has been blessing. Brother Ted actually put it on his television program this year. And we've had people calling and registering. It's so exciting. And we already have plans that possibly next year the uproar will be so large we won't be able to have it here. I can tell you what Pastor Cody's vision is, and Pastor Cody's vision is taking over the arena. And I believe there can be an uproar. Can I hear an amen? I said, can I hear an amen? I want to remind you, and I do want to give great testimony. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's paid for. It's all paid for. The uproar is completely paid for. And I'm excited to talk about outdoor meetings we're going to have at Grove Park on September 13th through the 17th. It is going to be amazing. We got Terry Shuttlesworth on Tuesday, Tim on Wednesday, Teddy on Thursday, Jonathan on Friday, and Tiff on Saturday. And that Sunday, back in the house, is Welcome Home Sunday and His Word TV Day. It's going to be a busting week, man. We're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders. We're believing God for hundreds and hundreds of people to be saved by the power and the blood of Jesus. Can you believe God with us? I said, can you believe God with us? Amen? It is going to be just a phenomenal time. This morning, we're excited as we've been with the bishop and been with Brother Ted and seen what God has been doing. We're excited and want to say thank you for sowing. Turn to someone and say, I thank God that you're a giver. You know, being a giver is an amazing thing because it actually is the heart of God. You see, God so loved the world that he, what did God do? God by nature is a giver. Right now, the ushers are passing out envelopes. If you don't have one, you want to raise your hand and make sure you get an envelope to be a giver. I remind you, there are three types of giving in the scripture. The first time type of giving is called tithing. Turn to someone and say, I'm a tither. What's it now? If you're not, don't be a liar. We know this is a great day to change. Amen. What's a tither? It's 10%. God said that if you that it's a requirement in the Word of God that you give 10% of your income. You're saying, man, that's a lot of money. No, it's not. Because 10% given to the Lord means you got 90% blessed. With God blessing your finances, you can't fail, baby. Can I hear an amen? Man, I've watched God do some amazing miracles. And they don't come unless you're stepped into the blessing of God. The second type of giving is called an alms. Turn to someone and say, I'm an alm giver. You're saying, what in the world is that? The Bible says in the book of Matthew, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. If you see somebody in need, giving to the poor. That's mainly what an alm is you find somebody that's in need, you give to the poor. The Bible says that God will bless you for that. Now, the third type of giving is called seeding. Turn to someone and say, I'm a cedar. No, I didn't say you were a tree. I said you were a cedar. Amen? What's a cedar? It's found in 1 Corinthians or Corinthians, and it talks about as we sow, we shall reap. You see, when you give in the aspect of an alms, you don't expect anything in return. When you're tithing, you're in a life of obedience, preparing the ground for process. Amen? But when you're seeding, is you're seeding with expectation. And today, I just want to say thank you for all those that not only tithe, not only give alms, but you seed. Now, we've talked about this whole year. This is the year of? This is the year of kingdom seed. This is the principle found in the book of Genesis chapter 1, that as you sow, you shall reap. I tell you something, a lot of folks, they look at others and they get jealous of what God has blessed them with. You don't need to be jealous. You just need to seed more. Amen? Because when you're in need, you must. And then you got to protect your seed. Remember this week, people have shown online. They've showed where they took that seed I gave you many, I believe it's 2 or 3 months ago. They took that seed and they nurtured that seed. And now, I think, I forgot who it was, they have a squash plant. And they're starting to get fruit from that squash plant. How is that possible? Because life in the seed always works. The challenge is this. How many of you took that seed and never planted it? Therefore, you will never have a harvest of what that lady's having with her squash plant. As you sow, you shall reap. Amen? Turn to someone and say, I thank God I'm in God's economy. No matter what this world says, if God is for me, who can be against me? Amen? If you're a guest in the house, what we do is we bring our offerings to the Lord. So let's all stand together. Let's get ready to make our supernatural proclamation out of the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it declares this, if I obey, I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse and I'm blessed in my basket. Come on now, the blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. Come on, shout it out loud. I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering. Don't forget, bring your connection card as well. If you're watching online right now, I want to remind you that you're not just taking in. It's time for you to give back. So we have a lot of folks that watch online, about 100 a week. And I want to challenge you. It's time for you to start tithing, seeding, and giving alms. No matter where you are in the country, you have that rate there available on the screen to give. I challenge you to give and obey God. You will be blessed.
With all life, you will satisfy me. You will satisfy me. With all life, you will satisfy me. Oh.
satisfied.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You satisfy. He is so good. We want to welcome our guest in the house today. If it's your first time with us, if you could just raise your hand, we have a gift we would love to get to you. So raise your hand right up if you're a first time guest. Keep it up. Thank you.
Young lady right there.
We know that this may be a different style for you, but we want you to know when you come to the house of God, God will touch you, meet you, and change your life. You are going to have an encounter with Almighty God today. So raise your hand real quickly. We don't want to miss anybody. No, you've been here for 10 years. Thank you so much for being with us. If you're watching by a live stream, we want to welcome you and thank you for joining us. We know we have family that's traveling all over the place on vacation watching in this morning. Thank you for watching. Welcome. We know today you are going to be blessed by the power of God. Get ready for an encounter with Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We are excited today. We're going to introduce our guest. Now, what's exciting for me is, as you know, we don't bring in a lot of people in the church. We very rarely, and I heard, you know, it's some pastors would get jealous, but my son cranked it out of the park last week with the Word of God, didn't he? My goodness. How many of you have been dipping in the wrong well and you made a change and you started dipping in the well of heaven, amen? Getting a hold of what God has for you, getting satisfied. We had a lot of folks, almost 20 people were baptized again last week. God's just been moving and changing in people's lives. People were born again last week, changed from death to life. Man, I love the supernatural power of heaven. And we had a lady, and she's not in this service, she'll be probably in the next service, but she gave her testimony online. 6 years ago, she was in a car accident and messed her back up. She was in complete agony and pain and taking, you know, the drugs that took the pain away. And last week, God healed her body. Amen. God healed her body. She came off the narcs and didn't even have a need to detox. Nothing. No, nothing. God completely healed her, set free. Now, you say you never see a miracle. There are miracles. How many of you are a miracle in the house? How many of you had a real bona fide miracle happen in your life? Amen. Look at the hands all over the place. And man, we have children in this church. I remember one family. She had a tumor in the womb, I believe, with the baby, and God took it right out. God does miracles. Kayla has a miracle baby. Amen. He's sitting right there. And miracle babies. There are miracles all over this place. God loves to do miracles. Amen. Today, we're blessed to have Pastor Rick Shelton and his beautiful wife, Pastor Donna, and they're going to minister the word to us. You know, they know where we came from. Turn to someone and say, you know, it's good to have people around you that know what you came from. They started their church in St. Louis, Missouri, many years ago, back in, how many from, you know St. Louis, Missouri? All you live there. Well, praise the Lord. They started there with 19 people, and God blessed that house. Thousands of people go to the house. They know exactly all the different stages of ministry and experiences that you got to go through. And how many of you know that when you grow, you stretch? Now, the ladies know that more than the guys. We just kind of watch, you know what I mean, and get slapped in the room. Glory to God. What are you doing? Be quiet. But we stretch and we grow and we mature. And we're blessed this morning to have this great man of God speak into our lives. And I want you to honor him. Now, we all know what honor is. Honor brings access. Say that out loud. Honor brings access. When you honor, God opens access in your life. So let's honor the man of God as he comes to share the word of the Lord. Man is spirit-filled, loves Jesus, Holy Ghost, he don't care. He's ready to just to give whatever God puts within his spirit. Let's pull the prophetic word out of his heart. Amen? Amen. Pastor, will you please come?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's very, very kind of you. Thank you so much. And it is such a joy for my wife and I to be here with you today. Pastor, thank you so much for, you know, inviting me to come. This is an honor. to see this great church, this beautiful people, see what God has done, what God is doing. I have my beautiful wife with me, Donna Stan. Wait, there you go. Don and I. Yeah. Yeah. Don and I have been married for a long time. And 43 years. 43. Can you believe that? And we have four sons, all the way from age 41 down to 29. And we have five grandchildren. And, you know, wonderful, wonderful family. So that's kind of who we are and where we're from. Your pastor mentioned the church. We pastored for 36 years, the church we started. And just this past December, we ended a long season of transition where in this past December, my second son, Joshua, was installed as the pastor of the church. And so now he's taken over and pushed me out. And that is a joke. And so now I get to be the father of the house and also then impart to the church around different parts around the world. So with that, I wanted to say this, that I did bring a book with me that's in the back somewhere, wherever you all put books. I assume that's in the lobby or something. And this book is called Taking Your Life Back. And let me tell you why I brought that, I wrote this just like 2 years ago, but you know, your pastor said, you know, we started this church and had all this tremendous blessing. Actually, for 20 years, we experienced, I would tell my wife sometimes, I said, it's amazing, we just have unbroken success. It just like seemed like in our family, in our church, everything just turned to gold, if you please, you know, and it was blessed. And then in the November of 1999, basically, I got hit physically and my whole immune system crashed. And I mean to a severe level. And so bad, I had ended up immediately having 12 different manifestations, 12 different kinds of illnesses. I could hardly walk and could hardly think. And, you know, I had Bell palsy in my left hand and had all kinds of things taking place. And the problem is that it got worse and worse and it ended up lasting for 6 years. For 6 years, I'd say tell people that from the beginning of 2000 to 2006, just like I had that part cut out. Now, people ask me, say, why couldn't you get healed earlier? And the thing is that I tell them to say, if you read this book, you'll see what happened is in January 15, 2006, God showed me some things, revealed some things to me. And 12, can you believe this? 12 days later, I was miraculously, supernaturally healed. I was restored. And, you know, revelation, your pastor talked about access, you know. Well, revelation always brings access to the provision of God. Revelation precedes provision. And you've got to learn something in order to do something. And so anyway, I tell people, no matter what you're going through or what sickness is attacking you, whether it's your body, your mind, your family, your finances, whatever, you come through it the same way, and that is through revelation, understanding some certain basic principles on how to knock the devil's, you know, let's put it this way, how to destroy the devil's works in your life, and how to establish the healing, the victory, the authority of Christ's kingdom in your life. Amen? All right. So anyway, that's that, and you can get that back there. Just before I get in the Word, I just wanted to tell you that Kora Amasiki Ina Mahasetehe. Hallelujah. Kembrofre esta makra kisto bo ushiste te. Lefro uste le krafrapa aston chilo kroste te. Besis tondoro. I just hear the Spirit of God saying that this church is on a threshold. It's like that you're peering over a threshold and about, or like seeing into, like you're almost like you're standing on this side of the chasm, but you're living here, but you're seeing over here. And you're seeing a place that God has for you. You're seeing a land that God has for you to possess, but you're still over here. And I hear the Lord saying that it appears that this chasm, that there are the bridge is not finished yet, and that there are pieces of this bridge in order to get from here to there that have to be completed. And it looks like that it would take a long time to complete those pieces of the bridge. But the Lord says to you this day that just as you have seen miracles in the past, so supernaturally the pieces of that bridge are going to be put into place in the next season. And you're going to see the pathway laid out for you that seems like it is not laid out before you now to step over into that other place of a broader, a bigger, more powerful place of ministry than you are walking in now. Believe for that. Set your faith toward that, says the Lord, because it is just ahead of you, says the Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody give the Lord praise in this place. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I want to just talk to you this morning about my spiritual journey. And I actually call this, you know, I have different versions of the way I present this or talk about this, but it's basically my journey into the power of God, the power and the presence of God. And I want to begin by looking in Mark 16, the Great Commission, and verse 15. And so if you want to turn there with me, Mark 16, verse 15 through 20, it says, "And Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen." Now, I want you to listen to me very closely in the beginning of this so I can get to the place that where I really want to be in this message. My journey into the power of God. The reason I started with the Great Commission is because that the Great Commission, we know, is the mandate for the church. It's not just the mandate for, quote, the Pentecostal church or the charismatic church. It is the mandate for the church of Jesus Christ. And the interesting thing about it is that, you know, the Baptists and the, you know, well, maybe some of the more liberal mainline denominations, you know, probably wouldn't say this, but many of the, quote, non-spirit-filled denominations would also tell you they believe that the Great Commission is the spiritual mandate of the church. But yet, what do we see in the Great Commission? Now follow me just a moment. Put your thinking caps on. Y'all ready to think a moment? Amen. I'm sorry to make you think, but this early in the morning. But can y'all think this morning, huh? All right, watch this. What is the Great Commission in the first place? Many times, just as we as Christians individually, so we as churches and Christians can get distracted to where that our life, our spiritual lives, or our lives with God become about something that is more a tributary than the main thing that God has called us to. You know, whole churches get diverted into, you know, becoming just a part, just functioning in a part of what God has called the church to be. The Great Commission, I say, has three parts to it. And here are those three parts. This is the way I break it down. I say that in the Great Commission, we see an apostolic mission. Number two, we see a transformative gospel. And number three, we see a Pentecostal power. And so now watch this. So here's the way I say it, that in the Great Commission, we see that we as Christians, we exist for apostolic mission. We preach or proclaim a transformative gospel. And number three, we exercise or practice Pentecostal power. I get that from these three things. Jesus said, go. In that word, go, you don't need anything else. You just need go. The word go into all the world is apostolic mission. The word apostle or apostolic in the Bible only means to send or to be sent, right? So it's sending and being sent. And so the whole of the Christian life is to be about going and sending and moving out. Y'all with me now? In other words, there is no Christian life, just as there is no church, without us constantly expanding and growing and moving out and stretching the boundaries of our life to move out into territories that beyond our comfort level. Y'all with me now, huh? You know, and so we exist for apostolic mission. In other words, we exist to go. Everybody say we exist to go. I wish I could camp there, but I can't. But just suffice to say that the guy who says this best, I love this, Reinhard Bonnke, you know, who's obviously probably one of your heroes. He's one of my heroes. And Reinhard Bonnke, I heard him one time say it best. He said, you know, there are only two words that really sum up the whole gospel in the Bible. And those are the words come and the word go. Come and go. That's it. He said, Matthew 11:28, he said, you have Jesus saying, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He says, come to Jesus. And then Mark 16, go to the world. He said, that's the whole of the gospel. Come to Jesus and go to the world. Thank you for your tremendous response. Come to Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? So the whole of the Christian gospel is, come to Jesus and get healed, restored, delivered, set free, and made victorious, and then go to the world sharing this gospel of what Christ has done for you. We exist for apostolic mission. Number two, that we preach a transformative gospel, which just simply means that the gospel is not an ideology, it's not a philosophy. When we come to Christ, coming to Christ is not just changing a set of philosophies or ways of thinking. The Bible is not just a bunch of ideas or doctrines or theology. The Bible says, Paul says in Romans 1:16, I love this. He says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Watch this. For it is the power of God unto salvation. It rocked my world one day when I was reading that pastor and I saw that it said this. I had forever been reading it like this. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it has the power of Christ. Or it has the power of God unto salvation. It doesn't say it. It says it is the power of God. And it dawned on me that in the gospel, when the gospel is preached, every time the gospel is preached, the truth is preached, that the gospel is the power of God. The power of God is resident within the word to carry itself out in your life. Amen? Now, and so what I get from that is this. Listen, I'm talking about what is the main business of the church? What is the main business of our Christian lives? We exist to go to the world and share what Christ has done. But number two, whenever you read the word, folks, listen to me, dear heart. Here's the essence of this point. Whenever you read your Bible and you in the morning and you get the truths of God's scripture, don't just read it looking at it as devotional time where, you know, I'm just kind of getting some good, sweet devotional thoughts or something that'll just encourage me. No, you're not just reading thoughts to encourage you. Listen to me. You are lit. When you get your Bible open in the morning, you sit there with your pen and your paper and in prayer before the Lord. It's like sitting down to the breakfast table and you're eating the food of the Spirit that literally is empowering you to be what God has called you to be. You're digesting into your soul. Jesus said in John chapter 6, he says, eat of my flesh. Eat of my flesh. How do we eat of his flesh? He also says in John chapter 6, my words are spirit and they are life. He says, you eat them. You eat the words of God. Turn to the person next to you and say, I eat the word of God. Number three, listen to this. Number one, we exist for apostolic mission. We preach a transformative gospel. And number three, we exercise Pentecostal power. So he says, go, that's apostolic mission, into all the world and preach. That's the transformative gospel. Preach the gospel. He says, and these signs, that's Pentecostal power, shall follow them that believe. And then he goes forth with all of these signs that are just an example. And what I say to people is this, is say, if you look at the Great Commission, and here's, in a way, preaching this to you this morning is kind of like, as they say, preaching to the choir. You know, because you are a Spirit-filled people. But I feel passionate about sharing these things with you that should actually be shared, and I do many times, share with congregations sometimes that are not moving in the Spirit, don't really believe in the power of God. But here's the reason I share this with you, and that is that I want you to understand that Pentecostal Christianity, charismatic living, whatever you want to call it, you know, Spirit-filled living, being a Spirit-filled believer, is not just being a tributary part of the body of Christ. It irks me sometimes when I hear people pigeonhole Pentecostals, charismatic, Spirit-filled people. Oh, those people. Oh, those kind of Christians. Y'all with me now? Like we're a fringe group. We're not a fringe. You know, they call the Episcopalians and the Presbyterians and the Methodists, they call them the old line, mainline denomination. Like that's the mainstream of the church. And then somehow in the last 100 years or so that these Johnny-come-lately Pentecostals have come along who believe in this wild stuff like the healing of the sick and the casting out of devils and signs and wonders and gifts of the Holy Spirit and tongues and interpretation. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, oh, those Johnny-come-latelys, that fringe group, let me tell you something. We're not the Johnny-come-latelys. The Episcopalians are the Johnny-come-latelys. The Presbyterians, all of them, they're only a couple or a few hundred years old. Pentecostal Christianity is 2,000 years old. Ah, hallelujah. That's what biblical Christianity is. He says here, the Great Commission. You go with a transformative gospel. But that transformative gospel has to be confirmed with signs following with the power of God in manifestation. That's not fringe Christianity. That is mainline. That's mainline stuff. Everybody say, I'm mainline. Hallelujah. You know, Christianity, I love talking about stuff like this and to people like you, because listen, first of all, people get on one side of the swing to one side of the pendulum or the other, get in one side of the ditch or the other. They do this with many truths. But on one side, Christians will, you know, get over in the ditch of, you know, cessationism, which means, you know, the gifts, the power of God, all that died out with the last of the apostles. You know, we don't believe in that stuff. Then on the other side, there are people who believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They believe in those things, but sometimes they believe in them because that's what they've been taught. That's the way they've been raised to believe, or, you know, that's just the way the church believes. And they don't know how to defend what they believe. I was raised in a Pentecostal church, and one of the songs we used to sing when I was a kid was the song, I've Got It. You know that song? Y'all sing that here? That's your song? Okay, then. I've got it. Y'all sing that? All right. This is the first church I've ever been to that even knew what that song was. Now listen. Oh, hallelujah. I feel something. Oh, Rabaka Nene. I feel something, Pastor. Listen, something as big as God living in something as small as this, you ought to spring a leak sometime. And I feel like I'm springing a leak. I sprung it. It's done now. I've got so many powerful truths to say. But it sprung it. But it sprung it. Go ahead.
I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Something about that Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I got it. Well, I got it in my walk, got it in my talk. Well, I got it in my hands, got it in my feet. Well, I got it in my walk, got it in my talk. Well, I
got it, I got it.
Want something, something about that Holy Ghost. I can't explain it. Come on now, one more time. I got it in my hands,
got it in my hands,
got it in my feet. Well, I got it in my walk. Got it in my talk, well, I got it in my hands. Got it in my feet, well, I got it in my walk.
I got it.
Or something. Something about that Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I got it.
My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoo. I feel the river in this place today. Hallelujah. You know. Oh. Gosh. Woo. Oh. Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Now,
Then. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. Well, anyway. Oh, listen. You know, I feel like on back in 2 Chronicles 5, whenever you know, when you go back and forth between laughing and crying, they say you're crazy, right? When the temple was finished and all the praisers began to worship the Lord, and the trumpets sounded, and they all became as one, worshiping God. The Bible says that the glory of the Lord filled the house like a cloud. And as that glory of the Lord filled the house, the Bible says when the priest stood up to minister, that they could not speak for the glory. And I'll be honest with you, it's been a long time since this has happened to me where I've just kind of like felt this glory in a way where I had difficulty speaking. It's a real problem when you're a guest speaker who's flown all the way somewhere to speak and then you can't speak. Your pastor said it works perfectly. All right. But, you know, look, yeah. Listen. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise in this place. We praise you, Jesus. We glory. We bless you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Woo, we glorify you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Livra buso tongre ki istomaka asete shiste namahaya. Woo, rabasete. Hallelujah. My, the presence of God is so strong in this house right now. Just take it right now. Lord, let your glory, let your fire, God, fall upon this place right now. And God, touch. Ah, yeah. Hey, touch the people. God, let your fire burn down through people from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. God, burn out everything that is not of you. God, set them ablaze with your Holy Spirit, I pray. Let your fresh oil pour down from heaven upon my brothers and sisters. Those, God, who've been emotionally hurt and wounded. God, those who felt insecure and full of fear. God, let the anointing of your Holy Spirit, let fresh oil pour upon their heads in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we just sing the song, Father, we love you. We worship and adore you. Do you know that song? Give me raise just a little key and I'll sing it, can you? Just if you, maybe you don't know the song, but I just feel led. I feel so much to sing this a moment. You all know that song here? Huh? Oh, Father, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify your name in all the earth. Come on, sing, glorify your name. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. Just sing, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. We worship and adore. Worship him, glorify. Glorify your name in all the earth. Sing it, glorify your name. Oh, glorify your name. Oh, glorify your name. Glorify your name in all the earth. Now sing, Spirit, we love you. Spirit, we love you. We worship and adore you. We worship and adore. Glorify, glorify your name in all the earth. Sing, glorify your name. Oh, glorify. Glorify, glorify thy name, glorify thy name in all the earth, glorify thy name, sing glorify thy name, we glorify. Father, we just thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit in this house right now. We thank you, God, that in one moment, God, you can do what we can't do in a whole lifetime. Yeah. Of all of our preaching, the great messages, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, by the glory of your Spirit, God, touch your people, break chains, bring release in their souls in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I just feel right now, and just in these last few minutes, I just feel, just Lord, tell me, take if the power, if you power of God is resting on you. I mean, like a cloak, if it's resting on you, you know God is doing something, and you. I want you to just step up here right now. If you know that the power of God is resting on you now. So the power of God is resting on you. That means God's doing something in you right now. And give me a couple, several men to help me, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isahaya. Oh, fire of God. Fire of God.
While the man of God is ministering around the altar,
fire of God.
Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, as you can tell, we're not good with religion here. We don't have religion for you. Jesus is alive. He's not dead. And he loves you, and he came to save you from your sins. In this room, the presence of God is here. Jesus gave his all so that you would have your sins forgiven, that you'd be able to be called a child of God himself. Today is your day. This is the day of salvation. And today, we're not asking you to join a church. You don't have to sign a piece of paper. But we want you to confess Christ as your Savior. We want you to know him and walk with him and talk with him. We want you to have a relationship, for that's why Jesus came. So today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior and you'd like him in your heart, I'm going to have, where's Pastor Daniel Dykes? Pastor Daniel Dykes. He's going to stand right here by this lady with the camera. And if you do not know Jesus as your Savior and you'd like to receive Jesus in your life, I want you to go see him right now. Come right out of your chair. Go right over to him right there. He's right there by the TV camera. If you want to receive Jesus as your Savior, move right out of your chair right now. Go to Pastor Dan. He's going to pray with you. We're going to lead you to Christ. We're going to get you a Bible. We're going to get you on your walk with heaven so you'll never be the same again. Don't walk out of this place and say, boy, that was interesting. Walk out of this place and say, I was changed. Amen? This is why Jesus came, to change your life. Today I challenge you. Allow Jesus to change your life. If you want Jesus, he's right here. Come on. He's right here. Move, 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 move. There's more than one. Come on. I know you. Come on. If you want Jesus, right there with Pastor Dan. Very proud of you, young man. Come on. Give him a hand clap. He's entering darkness to light. He's going to be changed forever. Some of the guests are saying, I've never seen anything like this. We want you to know that you're going to be all right. You will survive. We're trying to get you ready for heaven. Heaven's going to be an awesome place, but it's going to be filled with the supernatural power of God. Amen. So So today, if you're a guest, we challenge you to do this. Come at least three times. You're going to get all messed up by the third, and you're going to have a hard time going to the quiet church. Amen? We want you to fill this house. So if you, one more, I'm going to ask one more time. If you'd like to receive Jesus, go see Pastor Dan. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, still folks can be prayed for around the altar. We declare miracles and healings right now in Jesus' name. Impartation from the man of God. And Lord, we declare that we will not leave this place the same in Jesus' name. We declare, Father, that you are good and you love us with an everlasting love. We honor you today, Father God. Holy Ghost, this is not our church. This is your church. Do as you will, as you please, to change and bring the kingdom of God to earth as it is in heaven. We love you. And we honor you, Jesus. Bless them as we go their way in Jesus' name. And everybody receiving it said, we would like to receive, for those that are still in their seats, before you leave, we want to receive a blessing for the man of God. The ushers are coming through with paper and with the envelopes. We want you to sow into the kingdom of God this morning. You don't need to go back to your chair. If you're up around the front of the altar, stay and receive. You can give later. Amen? Just make sure you sow. There's nothing worse than going and eating. How many of you have ever gone to a restaurant, you ate, and then you got up and you walked out, you didn't pay your bill? How many of you know that doesn't go over well? This is not a bill. This is the opportunity for you to sow so that the next congregation can be blessed just as he blessed us today. So I challenge you to be one of sowing seeds into this ministry. So as the Spirit of God is leading you, you write whatever God gives you. And we are going to have offering plates. Where are they going to be? Where's my ushers? Where are they going to be? They're going to be right here. They're going to be right here in the front. So I'd like you to come and sow as God leads you by his Holy Spirit. Everybody be blessed. Enjoy Jesus. Make sure you sow. Don't walk out without sowing. Hallelujah.